Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Love Not the World. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17 reads, Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. I have just read the King James Version. Ada believed that she loved God, but she realized that she didn't have as robust a relationship with the Lord as she needed to. She had seen her friend Linda pray simple prayers and receive instant answers from the Lord. She saw how Linda had peace in spite of any situation because of her relationship with the Lord. Ada knew that she did not have this. She later realized that even though she claimed to love the Lord, she still loved the world so much. This was the reason it appeared as though she was not known by God. One of the many advantages of loving God is that you will be known by God. See 1 Corinthians 8 verse 3. Of course, God knows everyone, but what 1 Corinthians 8 verse 3 is talking about is what Linda had that Ada did not have. Some people have the Lord's ear, but most people do not. The secret is loving God. It is impossible to love God and love the world at the same time. You can only deceive yourself that you love God if you still love the world, because love for the world would always make you do things that show that you don't truly love God. A person who loves the world would love the things that are in the world. They include lust, which is lust of the flesh, greed, which is lust of the eyes, and pride of life. If a person loves lust, he would find that he would regularly disobey the Lord in that area. Ada had a boyfriend who would come and spend the weekend with her at least once every month. She knew this was wrong because she knew God did not approve, but she still loved her lust, a thing in the world. For some, their number one pursuit in this life is material things and money. This lust motivates even their prayer discipline and spiritual practices. They do not realize that a person who truly loves God has God's kingdom as his first priority. Wealth and other things become additions to facilitate his kingdom assignment. They never become the priority of a person who truly loves God. Pride of life is the reason people compare themselves with others and have sleepless nights, because they too want to be seen as successful. Living that way is too much of a burden for the soul of a man who would be productive in God's kingdom. Go into today remembering that the love of the Father and the love of the world cannot exist together in any human heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to search you and expunge from your heart every love for the world and the things therein. Prayer, Heavenly Father, please help me to love you and enjoy a robust relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Leviticus chapters 1 to 3. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Leviticus chapters 1 to 3.
The Book of Leviticus. The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said,
Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you bring an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock. If the offering is a burnt offering from the herd, you are to offer a male without defect. You must present it at the entrance to the tent of meeting so that you may be acceptable to the Lord. You are to lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on your behalf to make atonement for you. You are to slaughter the young bull before the Lord, and then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall bring the blood and splash it against the sides of the altar at the entrance to the tent of meeting. You are to skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The sons of Aaron the priest are to put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. Then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall arrange the pieces including the head and the fat on the wood that is burning on the altar. You are to wash the internal organs and the legs with water, and the priest is to burn all of it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. If the offering is a burnt offering from the flock, from either the sheep or the goats, you are to offer a male without defect. You are to slaughter it at the north side of the altar before the Lord. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall splash its blood against the sides of the altar. You are to cut it into pieces, and the priests shall arrange them, including the head and the fat, on the wood that is burning on the altar. You are to wash the internal organs and the legs with water, and the priest is to bring all of them and burn them on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. If the offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, you are to offer a dove or a young pigeon. The priest shall bring it to the altar, wring off the head, and burn it on the altar. Its blood shall be drained out on the side of the altar. He is to remove the crop and the feathers and throw them down east of the altar where the ashes are. He shall tear it open by the wings, not dividing it completely, and then the priest shall burn it on the wood that is burning on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. When anyone brings a grain offering to the Lord, your offering is to be of the finest flour. You are to pour olive oil on it, put incense on it, and take it to Aaron's sons, the priests. The priest shall take a handful of the flour and oil, together with all the incense, and burn this as a memorial portion on the altar. A food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and his sons. It is a most holy part of the food offering presented to the Lord. If you bring a grain offering baked in an oven, it is to consist of the finest flour, either thick loaves made without yeast and with olive oil mixed in, or thin loaves made without yeast and brushed with olive oil. If your grain offering is prepared on a griddle, it is to be made of the finest flour mixed with oil and without yeast. Crumble it and pour oil on it. It is a grain offering. If your grain offering is cooked in a pan, it is to be made of the finest flour and some olive oil. Bring the grain offering made of these things to the Lord. Present it to the priest, who shall take it to the altar. He shall take out the memorial portion from the grain offering and burn it on the altar as a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and his sons. It is a most holy part of the food offerings presented to the Lord. Every grain offering you bring to the Lord must be made without yeast, for you are not to burn any yeast or honey in a food offering presented to the Lord. You may bring them to the Lord as an offering of the first fruits, but they are not to be offered on the altar as a pleasing aroma. Season all your grain offerings with salt. Do not leave the salt of the covenant of your God out of your grain offerings. Add salt to all your offerings. If you bring a grain offering of first fruits to the Lord, offer crushed heads of new grain roasted in the fire. Put oil and incense on it. It is a grain offering. The priest shall burn the memorial portion of the crushed grain and the oil, together with all the incense, as a food offering presented to the Lord. If your offering is a fellowship offering, and you offer an animal from the herd, whether male or female, you are to present before the Lord an animal without defect. You are to lay your hand on the head of your offering and slaughter it at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall splash the blood against the sides of the altar. From the fellowship offering you are to bring a food offering to the Lord, the internal organs, and all the fat that is connected to them, both kidneys, with the fat on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver, which you will remove with the kidneys. Then Aaron's sons are to burn it on the altar, on top of the burnt offering that is lying on the burning wood. It is a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. If you offer an animal from the flock as a fellowship offering to the Lord, you are to offer a male or female without defect. If you offer a lamb, you are to present it before the Lord. Lay your hand on its head and slaughter it in front of the tent of meeting. Then Aaron's sons shall splash its blood against the sides of the altar. From the fellowship offering, you are to bring a food offering to the Lord. Its fat, the entire fat tail cut off close to the backbone, the internal organs, and all the fat that is connected to them, both kidneys, with the fat on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver, which you will remove with the kidneys. The priest shall burn them on the altar as a food offering presented to the Lord. If your offering is a goat, you are to present it before the Lord. Lay your hand on its head and slaughter it in front of the tent of meeting. Then Aaron's sons shall splash its blood against the sides of the altar. From what you offer, you are to present this food offering to the Lord. The internal organs and all the fat that is connected to them, both kidneys with the fat on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver, which you will remove with the kidneys. The priest shall burn them on the altar as a food offering, a pleasing aroma. All the fat is the Lord's. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Wherever you live, you must not eat any fat or any blood.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.